Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm so glad that you could join me today. We're making our way through the letter of the Revelation to St. John, the book of Revelation from the New Testament. The church brings to us these days at Mass readings from the book of Revelation, and I'm just working on the introduction to kind of set the tone of the book and to help you see and to enjoy with you the beautiful vision that John, the writer of this book, has of the glory and majesty of Jesus. It is such an important thing for Christians, for all of us to be able to grasp through the help of the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can make it possible for us to see just how great Jesus is and to see how much he loves us. Jesus is literally the King of glory. We hear words like that, phrases like that, and we say, okay, well, I mean, it sounds good, but what does that mean exactly? You know, what is the glory? What does glory mean? It's God's renown. It's his majesty, his greatness, his power, everything that God is. All glory belongs to God, we say. We ended yesterday's program talking about what John was declaring in his prayer as he was beginning this letter. He was declaring truths about Jesus. And before I get started on the actual verse I'm going to talk about today, I want us to just learn from John. What is John doing? John is declaring the reality of who Jesus is. He has a mind that's been touched by the Spirit of God. He has a renewed mind, as the Bible talks about it. And he lives with a faith vision of who God is. And he understands himself, and he understands the community, the seven churches that he's writing to. He understands all of reality because he understands Jesus. He has an understanding of the glory and majesty of Jesus, his purpose and his plan, and he knows he's united to the one for whom all this was made and through whom it was made and to who it belongs. And he understands something also of history's destiny. That means your destiny and mine. So he declares it. And this is a great habit. It's a healthy habit and something that ought to accompany each one of us on our journey. He said, we read this early in the week, he said that Jesus is the Christ, that Jesus is the faithful witness, that Jesus is the firstborn from the dead. He's the ruler of the kings of the earth, that he's the one who's destroyed sin, that he's the one who has dominion over everything. He's the one who's making us a kingdom of priests. All these things, they articulate fundamental realities that, guess what? You've received if you've been baptized into Jesus, if you've been baptized into Christ, if you're living in his church. These realities that John is declaring are things that you ought to declare and I can declare. It's a really healthy thing to do this every day, to have habits of just being with Jesus, walking throughout the day with him and thinking about him periodically and just saying, Jesus, you're so beautiful. Jesus, you're so powerful. Jesus, you're so loving. Jesus, you're amazing. You're the faithful witness. Thank you, Jesus, for showing me so faithfully and witnessing to me what it means to be a child of God. Thank you for showing me the Father. Thank you for giving me a relationship with the Father. Thank you, Jesus, you're the firstborn from the dead. You did it. You passed from death to life. And because of what you've done, I now have a chance, and my loved ones and my family, and really everybody in the world has a chance if they come to know you and receive your kingship. And Lord, thank you that you're the ruler of the kings of the earth, that everything is in your hands, that all the rebellion of the earth is ultimately going to come to an end when you come again in glory. And I thank you, Jesus, that I'm in the palm of your hand. I trust you, Jesus. I say amen to you and your plan. I want to align my entire life with your purpose and your plan. And I ask you, Jesus, to help me be free of all the strategies of the devil. He's such a filthy liar. He's trying to fill my mind every day, and it's so easy because of my own weakness and my own fallen nature to believe the lies about you, about myself, about my life, my destiny, my identity. He's constantly trying to drive me into the ground, that I'm a failure, that I'm no good, that I'm not in good standing with you, that you're totally unhappy with me, that I'm alone in this world, that my life's a failure, whatever it is, these lies, all of it comes from the devil. Even, friends, when we stumble and fall, we know we're incomplete. We know we're still battling against sin. We know we're not yet perfect. Jesus knows our frame. Scripture says he knows our weakness. And in our weakness, we can declare these realities about ourselves. In fact, it's crucial that we declare the truth about who Jesus is, and then we understand that he's for me. He's in my corner. He's with me. He's united to me, and he dwells in me, and his kingdom has begun to unfold in my life. And that is really awesome. I mean, that word's used a lot in the world, but that is awesome. That's like the definition of awesome. And that reality is unfolding in your life. So that declaring the dominion and the rule and the majesty of Jesus is so important. It's a fact. It's true. And the more we declare it, the more we come into it and we see ourselves living in it. We need to elevate our game, friends. We need to lift ourselves. Let the Word of God wash us. Let it free us from the lies that bind us, and let it elevate us to the full dignity of the sons and daughters of God. And let's claim the freedom that's ours as God's children. You have freedom over all the accusations of the devil. You have freedom over his chains that bind. You have freedom over sin. Declare your victory over it. It's yours. Jesus is with you. And the Father loves it when you praise Jesus and honor him for his glory. And Jesus loves it when you live as God's child and you speak to the Father as his child and you trust the Father. All right, verse 7. He's still basically in the introduction of the first chapter. You just see the beautiful vision that fills his heart and mind and how much is in it. So verse 7, he says, "Behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, and everyone who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen." John knows the Lord. He knows his majesty, his power. He knows how insane it is to oppose the one who can never be successfully opposed, the indestructible, awesome, omniscient, infinite, omnipotent Son of God. I mean, the devil is powerful, yes, but he's a creature. And he's more powerful than anybody on the earth, right? But he's a creature. He can't harm God. He can't defeat God. God is undefeatable. Jesus is so far above him in power and authority, it's not funny. We need to see how great Jesus is so that we can have confidence that we can handle everything that comes our way. So John is saying, behold your King. Behold the Lord. Holy Spirit, I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, our King, and in the love of our Father, and through the intercession of Our Lady, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Queen of heaven and earth, who knows better than any other human being the glory and majesty of his Son, through her intercession, the intercession of the saints, all who came to behold your glory and majesty, that you'd awaken in us a capacity to see Jesus, to behold his glory, to be shot through from head to toe with the fear of the King, with the holy fear of the King, and a conviction that he's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Friends, I believe there's a coming of our Lord. You know, he's always with his people, but there's times in history where he comes to break the power of the enemy that's upon his people and upon his church, and we're living in a moment like that right now. He's coming to break strongholds that the devil has sown in the church, that people have said yes to in their weakness and their sin. It's part of the battle that's going on right now at the highest levels of the church. There's sinful strongholds that are binding the church in places, that are holding back the work of salvation that's meant to come through the church and the free radical surrender of lives to Christ and the free, clear, powerful, life-transforming teaching of the truth to go forward in the church. But what about our lives? Have we said yes to habit patterns of sin? Are we bound in any ways? Are we believing our lies or our minds? Is your mind captured by the darkness of this world, or is it captivated by Christ? Are you believing lies about God? Are you believing lies about yourself? Are you believing lies about what God expects of you and expects of this world? Are you caught up in the world of universalism, everybody's saved? Are you caught up in the world that, well, we need to forge a public square that doesn't have religion in it because it excludes certain people, the drive toward a secular culture? Are you saying yes to all the foolish sexual immorality that's going on in the culture? Redefining human identity and marriage and the rest of it, where are you with all of this? Are you bending your knee to the world, or are you bending your knee to God? Every one of us stands under the judgment of God. We will give account of every word we've spoken. We'll give account of every way we've said no to God, or we've compromised with the world. Am I a friend of the world? That is the fallen world. As the scripture says, friendship with the world is enmity with God. Am I whoring after the approval of the world? Am I hungering and thirsting after the idols of this world? Have I made room for sin in my life? Friends, we stand under the judgment of God, and John is giving us a warning saying, behold, don't forget, he's coming. And if he doesn't come in your lifetime, you will appear before him. Your life is headed toward an appointment that is going to happen. You will give an account before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords of every word you've spoken, of everything you've ever done. So stand before him now and give an account. Stand before him now and take responsibility for lukewarmness, as we see in the churches of Asia Minor, for sexual immorality, for greed, for whatever it is that we've said yes to in our life. Get real with God now and let him take it away so you'll be ready to stand in joy on that day of judgment. He's saying that when he returns, that every eye will see him. Even those who deny him, they're going to see him. And what's going to happen? They're going to see the one who, everyone who pierced him, that is, everyone who pierced him, they're going to see that the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, the five wounds that he bore, and he still bears in his body, in his glorified body before the Father in heaven, declaring his faithfulness to the Father, him being a perfect offering to the Father, a sacrifice for our sins. And it's in these wounds we hide. It's in his blood that we're covered. Everyone will see the one who is pierced, and all the tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Oh my God, what have we done? What has sin done to love that came to us in the person of Jesus Christ? They will wail and beat their chests, those who have not repented. Oh my God. And judgment will fall. Friends, we need to be ready every day to live with Christ, for Christ, in Christ. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, What Happens When I Die, in which Ralph asks some very important questions. Is there life after death? What will it be like? How do my actions in this life affect what happens when I die? If you'd like a free copy of this booklet, you can go to 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.